think of the youth? Do you think that's a focus of the team this year?
Well, yeah, I don't think we really have a choice. I think we're going to be young. It's, you know, we're going to have a, you know, young team, and we're just going to have to, you know, work with it, and hopefully we can, you know, come together, you know, right away and, you know, be, you know, good off the get-go.
With the young age, do you have to be patient when you look at this roster and how young the players will be on this roster?
Well, yeah, I hope you guys are really patient. Give us some time to, you know, develop and, you know, come together as a team. And, you know, they're not going to, you know, jump into the NHL overnight and become superstars. So, I mean, it's a learning curve. I mean, as long as we, you know, keep having fun with them and, you know, teach them little things at a time, and we'll be all right.
You've done it for so many years now, but what works so well when you and Toby are on the ice together?
I guess just when you're on, you just get comfortable with, you know, just being on the ice with him, and you just kind of, I guess you kind of know where he's going to go, which way he's going to turn. So it just kind of helps everything.
What's part of your role as one of the leaders here? Do you need to find, or I know you're a positive guy a lot of the time. How do you find the balance between when a guy needs a kick in the pants and when he needs to have an arm put around him?
Well, you never put an arm around a kid. It's good to let them, you know, feel abuse, and, you know, that's, you know, part of the game. That's, you know, part of learning. You just keep going, and, you know, you just give them some good words every now and then, and, you know, let them learn.
So, guy, okay, like to keep guys grounded, aren't you?
Yep.